Excuse me, bro. Can I ask you a quick question? Would you be down for a podcast right now?
Podcast? What kind of podcast?
It's all about love, inspiration, positivity, motivation. Rad, dude. Let's go. It's all just independent. It's all myself. Today's the first day I'm doing it, so it starts today.
What's your name?
Moses.
Jason.
Rad, dude. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Hey, guys. Welcome to All Fire, No Fluff. Today, we met a warrior out here. We got Jason, the faith fighter. I heard a little bit of a story, and it already inspired me. I wanted to get ahead and get on this because Jason is not only a coach himself, but he has learned through many, many stories. And I'd love if Jason could share a little bit of what he can with us. Jason, if you'd like to explain a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Jason. I'm the faith fighter, and I'm just truly, truly thankful and blessed because it's under God's grace. First of all, that's my life, under God, grace and faith. That's what I live by, and I'm so thankful that I'm able to help people in whatever situation they're dealing with. My background is I've been in the sport of boxing for about 35 years, going on 40 years now in combat sports, and I suffered a lot of the downfalls in my career, a lot of injuries, a lot of setbacks, but I learned to use every setback to make a comeback all the time, over and over again, whether I was hit by a car, I was in body cast, I was in a head-on car collision, 3 head-on car collisions with cars, seizure for 10 plus years, the shock my body, I was in a coma, just over and over again. It's like when I was young, I had dreams, I had goals, I had big things that I wanted to do, and it was like every time I went after a dream, a goal, or something big I wanted to do, something tried to stop me. Something tried to put an end. Something didn't want to shut my mouth. But I'm blessed. I'm so thankful. And you can't stop God.
Amen.
Because God is in me. You can't stop God. So after all those times, I learned, keep your faith and never give up. Wow. And because I kept my faith and because I never give up, now I'm able to share my life as a testimony to others, to let them know, never lose your faith and never give up, no matter what you're doing. And that's what I do now.
This is straight from the lion's mouth, guys. The faith fighter. Now, Jason is a very humble man. I can tell this is a very soft approach to the things he has accomplished. But let me just share a few things. At 17 years old, Jason won the national championship for boxing.
Yeah, I was national champ, and it was really, really cool because I was given the award Boxer of the Year in 1997, and it was so cool.
Handed the trophy by Muhammad Ali.
There's a world tournament, an international world tournament called Muhammad Ali Cup, and I was thankful after I represented the United States in my division, and won the gold medal in my division. Then at the end of the tournament, they announced an outstanding boxer, and they said my name, and we said, "You say your name." I said, "What? What? No, he did." They said my name, so it was so cool because I go up in the ring with Muhammad Ali. He gives me a kiss on my cheek, big old giant medal around my neck, big trophy. I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" And then we walk outside the ring, and it's like me and Ali are signing autographs next to each other. I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" Like, as like a complete like wow. And I'm people coming up to me. I'm like, "No, get his first." But it was a blessing. And then the next day, because I won the tournament, the gold medal, MVP of the tournament, before the college football game started, the tournament was held in Louisville, Kentucky, all in his hometown, and in Louisville, Kentucky. So it was Louisville versus Penn State, college football team. So before the game started, the mascot walked me to center field. Ali drove in a car to center field, walked out of the car, walked over to me, met around my neck. There were camera guys around us, surrounding us, taking pictures. The picture I showed you, that was it. And it was like, wow, it's amazing. Kiss on my cheek, met around my neck. Then we walked off the field, front row, and I got to sit next to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, his best friend, Power Bingham, and a bodyguard. Now I'm sitting there next to Ali. I'm like, I'm like, man, I gotta say something. I'm like, then I was like, that's so funny. I bumped his shoulders. I said, Mr. Ali, stutter. I said, would you like to have some peanuts? And here he is. Slowly, I'm sharing peanuts with Muhammad Ali. Oh, sharing peanuts with Muhammad Ali. Like, oh my goodness. So then time went by. I'm like, Jay, you got to say something. Because in that tournament, the Mamali Cup, the training camp in that tournament, I suffered a serious injury in that tournament. That's another long story, but I suffered a serious injury. And it was like, I was going to be cut from the team because my back went out. Boom. But a lot of stuff happened. I got some words from God that was spoken to me, stuff that happened. That's another story. But long story short, I woke up one day, and man, my back felt a little better. The day the coach was about to reevaluate me, see if I'm going to make team or not. I told him I'm feeling good. They're okay. And so as time went by, my back got better. My back got healed. Next thing you know, I'm going full on steam, training, and I won everything. I told Ali, listen, I shouldn't be here right now. I was injured. But I thank my Lord and Savior, God Almighty, for blessing me. I'm so thankful. And that's when he leaned over slowly, whispered in my ear. He whispered slowly, said, Jason, you're a champion. But hard times are coming your way, like they came my way. But many years down the line, you have a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. A lot of things are coming your way, a lot of blessings. But if you want all those, remember this. When the hard times come, whatever you do, never lose your faith. He told me that. And at the time, I'm like sitting there, I'm 17, I'm like, man, I don't know. I'm like, I'm champion, I'm 7 years old, top five of the world. I wasn't big head, I didn't know. And I was just, okay, I mean, cool. And fast forward 3 years, right before the 2000 Olympics, boom, everything was gone. Everything was over. That's when career was done with. They did an MRI on my brain because I had headaches one day before the Olympics, 2000 Olympics. MRI on my brain, and because I had weird headaches. It was weird, and they found bruising all around my brain. It wasn't like I never knocked out, nothing like that. Just happened. And I was like, wow, career was over. Careers are done. Yeah.
Wow, bro. And imagine having a story where you knew the trajectory of your life was going to be something special. At 17 years old, being ordained by Muhammad Ali himself, that was foreshadowing to a very, very special journey.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so it was like, it was really rough because it was like, a couple years went by, and I was like, I was in denial. I wanted to box still. You can't tell me I can't box. Doctors, you can't tell me I can't box. As a fighter, you can't tell me I'm not gonna box. Doesn't work that way. So fast forward a few years, and I was like, man, I'm training. I felt good. So I went to a few different doctors, and they gave me a pass to turn professional. A little shady, but they passed me. Uh-huh. So long story short, I went 3-0 professional boxer. But then, in my fourth fight, right before the fight, those headaches, they came back again. I didn't say anything to my coach. Didn't tell my coach. It's like, man, I just felt it. Didn't feel good. And all of a sudden, so the fight happened, and it went only one round. It was over after one round. I remember he hit me with a soft jab. I took a knee, I went down. He hit me with another shot, went down, and it was like, man, I just knew. It just hurt so bad. I don't know what happened. And that was it. It was over. The doctors, they put my brain, another MRI, and they found bruising all over my brain. They said, Jason, if you ever get hit in the head again, you'll die. So I was placed on medication. And that's when I suffered a seizure for the next 10 years. Daily seizures. In and out of the hospital so many times. Where one time at the hospital, a nurse told me, she said, no more life, there's this many years, your life down here. Basically tell them to die. You can't tell a patient you can do that. But I said, no, it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true. I'm not.
Not true. Because
remember, in 2000 when it first happened, or after my boxing career was over in 2002, it was over 2003. My last fight was 2003, January 2003, and I got mad. I said my career was over. The combustion, I got mad. I was like, I screamed at God, because I was so mad. Like, because my whole career, everywhere I traveled to, everything I did, I always give God the praise, glory, and honor. I kept my morals in check. Every country that I traveled to, and like I said, boxers, we're not from the Boy Scouts of America. We're all from the streets, ghetto, hood, as you say, and we came up rough. So every country we traveled to, of course, messing around, women, sleeping with girls here and there, hooking up here and there, but not one time. I never did one time. Every country I traveled, never did one time. I took clothes. I took different stuff to give to people. Wow. Shoes, clothes, shirt, whatever it was. I give people, I help people out. So that's why I was mad. When my career was ended, I screamed at God, like, why? Every country I traveled to, everything I did, I gave you praise, glory, and honor. I help people. Why? It's not fair. And my friends, people that they mess around, now they're doing champions, they're doing great. Nah, I said, nah. It doesn't work like that. It's not, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I don't believe that. Nah, you're done. I'm done. Until my coach, my pops, my spiritual father, he said, Jason, you have to have patience. Patience is not one day, not for 2 days, not 3 hours. Patience always. Always have patience. You will receive an answer. Not when you want it. God, at a certain time. But keep your faith. And I learned to keep my faith and never give up. So I had patience. I learned, I believed I had it before I had it. So in time I'd have it. So I believed I was healed before I was healed.
Amen, brother.
In time I was healed. I kept my faith and I never give up.
Amen.
All those years. All those years.
Faith does move mountains, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness. Moves mountains. Throws them in the ocean and they're gone.
Oh, that's it, brother.
And I'm so thankful that I kept my faith, never give up. And then, so after the 10 years of seizures, that's when the doctors, they did a MRI of my brain. They found, they said, I'm looking a little better, like, boom, a lot better. So they took my medication. The medication I was on, people with split personality take medication because what it does, it slows down your brain.
Okay.
And one side effect takes away your emotions side. Like, say people are at a funeral, people feel sad. I have no feelings, just sick medication because it takes away your feelings.
Wow.
And your emotions and my memory. It takes away a lot of stuff. My blind eyes, it made my eyes a little blind a little bit. And it kind of hurt really bad. So I'm off the medication. One day I'm like that, looking like that. Now I'm like, wow, I felt amazing. Wow, so amazing, so happy. And then, so I figured 3 months later, let me go back to boxing. Just a workout. Not a box, not boxing, just a workout.
Just the workout.
I'm on my way to the gym. July 3rd, 2010, 9:30 in the morning. I'm away at the gym. I was on Las Vegas Boulevard and Blue Diamond. A drunk driver with the red light, 55 miles an hour. Boom! I was a head-on car collision. Yeah, it was. I'm so thankful I was driving. The truck I was driving was a construction job truck. Where the steering wheel was real high. It was aimed at my chest where I didn't go through the windshield. It stopped me, it crushed my chest, went right into my chest. Boom, dug right into my chest. And the brain gas pump went through my shins. After the truck stopped spinning, the car slammed in. Blood everywhere, I had blood everywhere. I don't know where I was cut. My legs were cut, everything was cut. I squeezed myself out of the car door. I hobbled across the street. I remember people were out of the car taking pictures. I'm like, I'm halfway dead, blood everywhere. People were taking pictures. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, Lord.
Wow.
I couldn't breathe. I was like, ooh. I couldn't breathe. And finally, ambulance came. They put me in the truck. They got my neck broke. They got my back broke. Everything's done in my body. Rushed to the emergency room. Long story short, I was there for 4 hours. They released me for 4 hours. The other guy had no insurance. But they sent me home with pain medication for my chest, stitches on my shins. And they sent me home, and I was home for 3 months. 3 months, more pain than ever in my life. 3 months, most pain ever in my life. Oh my goodness, so much pain. It's the worst pain ever. The worst pain ever. After 3 months goes by, man, I felt so good. I'm happy-go-lucky. Everything's going great. Living my best life, so happy, so thankful. Fast forward 2 years, everything's great. Then my mom was visiting town, and something happened. Everything's going great. So happy, so thankful. My mom's been in town and had 8 seizures and went unconscious. Boom, I'm out. My mom, she's like 5 feet tall with heels on, somehow picked me up, dragged me in the car, had to rush me to the emergency room, and that shocked my body. And I was in a coma. They told her he should wake up. We don't know how he'll be. We don't know. And I woke up 3 days later and I could not walk or talk. I remember getting up, walking inch by inch, and I remember people, family members staring at me like I'm mentally handicapped. Inch by inch, I'm walking small steps. I'm like, wow. I'm thinking like, wow. At one time, I'm thinking 1997, when I moved to Las Vegas, I was 17 years old. I was moving there, my manager, promoters. I had a bodyguard when I was 17 years old. I remember talking to Jamie Foxx, the possible manager, all this stuff. I was like, wow, I had a $1 million contract to a professional. I turned it down because I was about to receive a $5 million bonus contract. All that was coming my way, everything. And the last day, boom, it's all gone. It's all gone. But I learned so much from that. I learned when you're on top, your friends get to know you are. When you're on the bottom, you get to know your friends are. Wow. It hurt so bad. That hurt so bad. That's when my coach had to talk to me. He's my spiritual father. He's Jason. That's when you gotta have faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Never give up. Keep your faith. And wow, it hurt so bad. But God opened my eyes. And to everyone of those folks that walked away, that were behind me one time and they weren't before, I learned. You know what? I love them more.
Amen.
I love them more. Wow. I never hate them. I love them more. I can't. Never. It's not in my heart. I can't. Never. I can't. I can't. I can't. And so now, woke up 3 days later at my house, after they sent me home with crutches and walker, boom, I stood up, I got my miracle. My balance, everything came back again. Doctors have no explanations, I do. I never lost faith. All my life, I'm gonna rewind one time when I was 5 years old, I was martial arts, but when I was 7 years old, I was hit by a car. I was in a body cast when I was 7 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I was in a body cast when I was 7 years old. Fast forward a couple years, at the body cast, the doctors have never had any kind of leg life, that was it. At the body cast, I became first week black belt martial arts at 10 years old.
Wow.
I never proved the doctors wrong, I just proved that my God was right.
Amen.
Wow. Again and again and again and again.
Wow.
I never proved the doctors wrong, I just proved that my God is right.
Amen.
Over and over again. And now I'm able to share my life and help others. And it's like, since that time, so much stuff has happened. So many things have happened since I woke up from that coma. So many things. I was able to help folks. And as I help folks, it helps myself. It's a blessing to me. That's it.
Jason, you've seen so much light. You've transferred so much light in others. This is a story that can't be replayed. Only you can live this life. And the blessings that you've shared with those that have walked by, only God can count, because I can tell, man, you walk with the light, you walk with a spirit that is very, very rare. And you know, God says that we're gonna have crowns when we get up there, dependent on what we've done and different sizes. And my friend, I see yours being very big and very bright. Jason, you're on this earth right now and you're a coach. So for everyone listening, this is a very unique individual that if you want to tap in, and now is your coaching services, is that something that people can tap into wherever they are, or do they have to be local?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on too, setting up a website, because I love training people. I love doing that, training person, but I figure I just learned that why train one person when I train 10 people? Then why train 10 people when I train 20? Why train 20 when I train 200? Why train 200 when I train 2,000. I mean, so now
yes,
I'm working on setting up something online so I can train, because when I train, I help motivate. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
motivate. Motivate to do good, to do right, help others. That's what I do. That's what I do. And I'll share one thing. When I was 17 years old in Las Vegas, I spoke at a juvenile detention center. When I was 17 years old, I remember I talked to the whole group. I talked to them about do good, do right, get out of here and live your best life and doing good, helping people. Believe and keep your faith in God and help folks, and you will do good. You'll be amazing. Fast forward 23 years, and back in 2020, 21, I went to a church in Las Vegas, and I went to the bathroom, and I was in the bathroom, I washed my hands. Someone behind me turned and said, "Jason." I turned around and I said, "Yeah." Then tears started coming from his eyes. He said, 22 years ago, you spoke to juvenile detention I was at. I listened to every word that you said. I did good. I helped others. I got out. I lived my best life doing good. Now, I have a wife. I'm married. I have my own kids. I have my own business. And I live my best life. I want to say, God bless you. Thank you. And I love you. Wow. I took a picture. I had a picture. I have a picture, too, where I spoke. When I was 7 years old, I spoke. And a picture with him how he is now. I learned when you see people, words are powerful. Words are so powerful. So share your words, because your words will touch a life, help a life, and change a life. So keep talking, spread the word, be happy, be nice, say something good, because words are so powerful. Because they can make a life, they can break a life, no matter what. So I learned, what's up, brother? I learned, help others, no matter what, no matter what. And that's what I do. And I remember, like, during the time when I was having those seizures, something in my mind, let me write a book about myself, write my book.
Yeah.
So my book. So I wrote it, so I was writing it. But my thing was I had to be in like noisy place, coffee shop. So I go somewhere, I write my book. During the time I had seizures, but I was writing my book. I remember I got like 26 chapters, like full. I had so many, man, of everything. Cause my memory, I remember everything, my boss, everything that happened. So I wrote everything down. Then one day, I'm like, where to go? Where to go? I like, and my memory, cause the medication's on all too. I lost it. Oh my goodness. I was like, man.
So to this day?
Like, yeah, I lost it. And so I'm like, man, I'm like, nah, I'm ready. The guy was like, no, man, right? Nah, I'm done. I'm ready. So now I think I'll write it. I gotta write it again. That's my goal, to write it again. And it's called The Life of the Faith Fighter. So
amen.
I saw it. So I'm in the process of writing that book. Gotta find the right person, the right writer to connect with first. Yeah. That's my thing. So That's I want to start that right there. I'm still doing myself, of course, but then I want to catch someone right person.
Bro, but that is exactly what you got to do. That's always, that the next phase? Yeah, is that what we're visualizing?
Yeah,
exactly. The website?
They did a documentary on YouTube. My boy, Tommy in Las Vegas, they went on YouTube. So there's one on YouTube. I didn't spread it because they're talking about doing a possible movie. I was connecting with some people, but then pandemic happened, lots of it happened, kind of shut that all down. So that was the movie talking about, but then again, we'll see. But right now, I have the documentary, it's called Heart of a Champion Pilot.
Okay.
And it's on YouTube, and it went up to like 2000, it was done in 2015. But in 2015, after that, that's when I started like training folks more. I worked with kids, special need kids, autistic kids, Down syndrome, started training kids. I mean, I was even going to Mike Tyson's house, training four of his kids, a wife. That was a blessing right there. I was even training Dana White, UFC bro. I trained Dana White one time. Wow. Came up with Floyd Mayweather, training with him, training kids with Floyd. So I got to meet a lot of people from all walks of life. And but training kids with special needs, that was a blessing. Doing that, helping the kids, that was such a blessing.
Isn't it?
I love it. So I love it. Like I said, so now instead of training one person, why not let's train 1,000, 2,000, yes. 10,000, train more. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing. And I'm looking for God to open up doors on that way, and so I can do that.
You have to, Jason.
Yeah, that'd be a blessing.
You have to. I already know there's going to be fans from this podcast that are going to be wanting to tune in and tap in on that. But not only the book, but the coaching itself and everything.
Yeah.
What? Now I want to. This is great. What advice would you give to those? Let's say, what advice would you give to someone that you love?
Someone that I love.
Yeah.
I love, it's people that I love, I show my grace, I show my help, I show my, just everything that I do, I help them. I want to help them the best I can. I give them my love. I give them my time. I want to tell them, give your time to others because people are watching you. So be careful the words you say because words can hurt somebody, can hurt a life and can save a life. So I tell them, everything you say, be very watchful what you say to people because those last words will be remembered by because we're not promised a day, not promised tomorrow. We're not. So try to do the best you can to leave that person in a good note, in the best way possible because we're not promised a long time here. And I have a friend, my brother, Michael Babbs, coach. He just passed away to cancer.
Rest in peace.
He just passed away. I was with him actually right before he passed away too in the hospital. I talked to him, spoke to him. And I told him I love him and everything like that. Just, you know, because so when you talk to your friends, your people, whether your family, friends, whoever it is, even you don't know that person. Just because you don't know that person doesn't mean that you have to not be nice to them. You have to, because that is, because that person, you're touching them. Words touch. Words don't just touch your friends, words don't just touch your family, words touch everybody. So every word that you say, try to do the best you can.
Wow.
Because I can't, when I go to bed at night, I can't have something against somebody. If I do, I gotta call, clear my side. Hey, my heart, soul. Even if I was right or wrong, whatever, I want to clear my side, no matter what. It's not, and so I want to leave off on a good note with everybody. So I want to tell my friends, tell anybody that be good, make up for it, have sympathy in your heart and soul for others and for yourself. Because when you help others, you help yourself.
That's a fact.
That's what I do. That's what I tell them.
That's a fact. Wow. Yeah, it really is like a ripple. And energy doesn't dissipate. It only transfers.
Yeah.
So Jason's speaking on, I mean, if you transfer the, if you give the right energy, it will transfer to friends, it will transfer to family, and likewise, words. These words are going to stick around for years, if not decades, if not till the very end.
It's so strong. One more thing. In 2016, my friend asked me to speak to one kid, and I went. He had dystrophy. He has 2 weeks left to live. 2 weeks left to live in the hospital, so I went and so I was like, man, I went and spoke to him. I just shared my life, shared my story with him and everything like that, and just give him happiness, courage. He didn't have faith or whatever. He didn't believe. And then he accepted God in his life right there. He believed right there. 2 weeks left to live, that was 2016. He's still alive.
Oh, brother!
He's still alive. He's still alive. Blessing on blessings. Words are powerful, no matter what. And I didn't heal him.
God did,
but God uses us.
Amen.
Because God's not going to tell that person the word. He's going to give you the word to tell that person.
Amen.
So those words are you. Allow God to flow through you to others. You have to. God flows through you.
Guys, you see what faith can do? You really see what faith can do? I'm on another level after this one on faith, man. I'm doubling down on it. And the prayer warrior is
I'm prayer warrior. That's what I gotta do.
Now tell me about that. How often is it? Would you say prayer is a very, very important thing when it comes to it?
Prayers every day. Prayer. That you talk to God in prayer, all throughout the day. I talk. I'm all day long. Always talking. I have to. That's my relationship. The best friend I have.
Amen. Would you recommend it to those? Because there's some folks
I say, thank you, Jesus. Recommend all my heart and soul right there. That's it. That's a blessing.
And it really makes that connection to him, right? Like,
yeah.
That's your route. That's your
God. God will bless you. God will bless you with more words, more joy, more happiness, more everything. God will bless your life. God will bless your life so much. And even when you and you said, okay, great. Let me do that. God bless my life. Then boom, all of a sudden things start happening to you. Listen, your life is being blessed. Your life is being purified. It's like a diamond. To be a diamond, you gotta shield it. You gotta build it. You're being built. You're not being torn down, you're being built. The hard times are happening to you. Okay, great. That means you're being built. You're being stronger. Because you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And watch, after you're all shaped up, woo! Strong. Powerful.
Wow, bro, this is amazing on so many levels. Now, out of all the different events in your life, each of them carry a lesson. Which one was it that had just that much more that you really the one that you really attached to the most, and why?
Well, for myself was those 10 years of seizures. Those 10 years of wow. It was. I learned I had to really inside my heart and soul believe I have it before I have it. I had to believe I was healed when I'm walking inch by inch. Believe I was healed when I would pass out, have seizure. Believe I was healed when all this negative stuff was happening to me over and over again. Believe I was healed when I said people said they love and care for me. They're not there no more. Believe I was healed, even though all this stuff was happening to me. I believed it, and it's like, man, all those years, believe I was healed all the way up to the very end. Then they shocked my body to go in coma. I remember, believe I was healed. Right there. Watch this picture right here. Right, that was right before they shocked my body. Right there before they shocked my body. I was right there. Told my sisters, don't take no pictures. And of course, my sister taking pictures of me. I'm in bed almost halfway. But now I'm so thankful.
It's all love.
I said, don't take pictures of me. I look rough. But I'm thankful that it's like.
You still had a smile.
Yeah. I said, I tried to smile, try to give a thumbs up. Right before when they shocked my body.
When you say they shock your body.
They had shoot me up with it. But I don't know how they did it. I was out of it.
Wow.
Just somebody shocked my body. And that was it. And so I was out for 3 days. I was out.
And
I was down, but I was not out.
No, yeah, exactly.
I got up.
Let's rephrase.
You fall down, get up.
You got back
I got up.
up.
You can't be feel bad when you fall. Don't feel bad, because the only way to get up is if you're on the ground. So when you're on the ground, you have to get up.
Amen.
When you're on the ground, my boy Hino told me, listen, when you fall down, make sure you fall on your back so you can look up and get up.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. As long as you can look up, you can get up, baby.
When you fall, make sure you fall on your back. Look up and get up.
And get up.
No matter what. Get up one time. Get up two times. Every time you fall, you get up.
Amen.
Because every time you fall, you get up, you might stumble a little bit, and after a while, you start not doing so good, you fall down again. Each time you get up, you get stronger. Each time you get up, you get stronger. And you run.
And then you run. And the best is yet to come.
The best.
Wow.
Is yet to come.
This has been an amazing one, and there's so much light in you, bro, that for those going through, there's people that are going through all kinds of things. Some maybe partly in your shoes, some maybe nowhere close, but to each of us, it could feel daunting, it could feel overwhelming, whatever it is that we're going through. What's something that you think somebody needs to hear today?
Okay, listen, when you feel like, man, you've tried everything, you feel like there's nothing left, like you're on the end of your stick, end of everything, you can't do nothing left. You tried everything. The last second, you feel like there's nothing left. Whatever you do, do not give up, because at the very end, you know what happens? That's when the miracle happens. Boom! That's when it happens. That's when you go through. Boom! The very end, that's when a miracle happens. And you got this. You got this. Whatever you do, because God bless us with eyes in front of our head. Ooh. Not in the back of our head telling, ooh, why? To look forward, do not look back.
Amen.
You might see it behind you for a second, but your eyes are in front of your head. So powerful, because if you keep looking back, like in a car, you're driving, if you keep looking back, you're going to die.
Yep.
You're going to get crashed and die. So when you keep looking forward, don't forget that. Even you say, okay, you look forward, you're walking in, don't feel right. You're walking slow, that's okay. Because keep walking forward. But you know why? That's because you have no pep in your step. But as you keep walking forward, more step, boom, next you know, you're skipping, next you're hopping, next you're running. Boom, because you got your pep in your step, and you're walking. You're walking with strength, walk with power. You got this.
Amen, bro.
Keep going. Look forward, walk forward.
Let's go.
Look forward, walk forward, and never give up.
Let's go, guys. That's what I'm talking about. If you needed to hear this today, drop some love down for Jason. It was an absolute blessing meeting you, brother. And for those that want to follow along and want to learn a little bit more about your story, is there anywhere they can find you right now?
Well, there's things on Instagram, of course. One word, The Faith Fighter. One word. The Faith Fighter, you find me right there.
The Faith Fighter.
Now I'm in Miami right now. Boxer Gym, training the gym right here. Boxer Gym in Miami right now. And I'm everywhere.
I'm everywhere. In your spirit.
I'm here, there,
spirit.
I'm going everywhere. I'm able to walk, talk, and I'm so thankful. So next you know, it might be here, it might be in Vegas, it might be in California, it might be in New York. Who knows?
You are
who
blessed.
Knows? Different countries, who knows?
God,
I'm looking
good.
Forward to it.
And he's got you. God is the one that is bringing you everywhere, man. And it was because of what you've gone through, you're able to share so much. Such a blessing. The Faith Fighter, guys. Jason, God bless you. Thank you so much, man.
Amen, brother.
Wow.
Love you, bro.
Love you too, brother.
Let's go.
Bro, that was amazing. Dude, it's such a pleasure to meet you. That was very cool, bro. Like, bro.